Another week and the comedy topic is, once again, Brexit.
I feel like I've come to the country far too late because before Britain joined the common market, this must have been paradise.
Week in, week out.
It was paradise, wasn't it? Only had to go work 3 days a week.
And the people who write and perform all of this are here in Llandudno.
We are on the seafront at Llandudno.
On his Twitter profile, comedy producer Steve Doherty is wearing a hat made out of a Savoy cabbage. But here in person, it is looking much more serious. He's got a lot on his mind. He's in charge of all of this.
It's been called the Comedy Party Conference.
Is there any topic that you just couldn't have ignored this year?
It's the B word.
Inside, I caught up with Alan Davis, who'd just come off stage discussing what he does on stage.
I used to try and be political, and then I would find that those jokes came and went so quickly. They were not really personal to me, so other comedians could do similar material, probably better. Recently, I've done a couple of gigs, and it is impossible to stand on a stage without thinking about Brexit, Donald Trump, and the rise of the right. And so I think political comedy actually will return more strongly in the next few years.
This is a workshop as opposed to a panel.
After that, a visit to the topical jokes workshop. Our topic, government support for smaller chocolate bars. And my joke?
Nicola Sturgeon has released the wording for a second Scottish referendum. Would you like a new fun-size UK?
Thankfully. A laugh. The men in charge here are some of Britain's most successful gag writers. Among them, Gareth Gwynne.
The problem is the fact that since June 2016, almost every headline and almost every topical show I've worked on has wanted to discuss Brexit or Trump. And you begin to feel like you're in a tunnel that you just can't see the end of.
Still, the plan remains for the UK to have left the EU by the time of the next election, scheduled for May 2020. Just to give you an idea of what Britain might look like by then, please remember that Blade Runner was set in 2019.
And Marcus Brigstocke has just done a tour based on the topic.
Brexit lends itself to comedy like any other subject, but in terms of the audience, it's a much bigger problem. Anger's not great for writing comedy, not really.
Has there been an angry response from people?
Yeah, absolutely. People have been angry. People have walked out of shows. People have booed. A lot of the people that I think of as my audience will not be back. They won't come again. They were that angry.
You travel around the circuit. Do you know of a pro-Brexit comedian?
Yeah, there's a couple of pro-Brexit comedians. Lee Hurst.
We're talking a couple.
Yeah.
So that Brexit split. We've got about 100 people in the room, and Steve, who's in charge here, is about to make an announcement.
Did anybody vote Brexit? Pro-Brexit? That's OK, that's fine. Mr. Stiletto would be delighted.
One hand has gone up.
Yep.
Just one. And the one hand that went up belonged to comedy writer James Carey.
It is not a widely held view within the comedy community.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
I think in a sense it's a bad thing because you would hope that there would be a range of views within those people who are writing comedy and aspiring to write comedy. I think it's because Brexit is associated with conservatism and patriotism and nationalism, which are all things that comedians generally find distasteful. I think what some comedians are realising is that if you are very much London-based, that England and London are two very, very separate places. People in London should be a little bit careful about seeing England as backward and nationalistic or patriotic or racist.
Meanwhile, back in the meeting room, there was a panel on the future of satire. The answer? I'll give you one guess and leave you to write your own punchline, because this lot are already running out.